Hello, everybody. My name is Kenton DeYoung, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dylan Fairman,
Yeah.
and our editor, Christina.
Hello.
Wow. Nice.
This is a Patreon exclusive Halloween special of Unsolved Canadian Mysteries.
Kenton, you look so fucking creepy. Your mouth is like moving. It's like we're at like one
It's
of,
awesome.
yeah, it's like one of those animatronic like pizza parlors. Yeah. Oh my God.
Welcome to Unsolved Canadian Mysteries.
Yeah.
So today on Unsolved Canadian Mysteries, each one of us will be telling a scary Halloween story, and then we will react to it. And we'll go down the list and then see, let you decide, our dear Patreon subscribers, which is the most scariest of all.
Whoop whoop. Wow,
Whoop whoop. I'm a clown.
I'm a semi creepy clown.
You're a creepy clown. I'm just a clown.
Well, it's nice of you. Is this our first bite? Okay.
I guess.
First of all, Kenton, how are you?
Right. I'm great. Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing just good. How are you, Christina?
I'm good. I'm doing
Wow,
good.
that's great.
All three of us are great today.
Well, I'm all right.
Yeah. How are you, Dylan?
I'm all right.
Just all right.
I'm all right. Ready for Halloween. I just spit everywhere.
Seemed to really like catch up on us this year. Like,
Spit?
catch up the Halloween?
Yeah, spit did? Oh, Halloween did.
Halloween did.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
We should get them to extend October a few more weeks.
I wish.
November kind of sucks, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, November does suck.
Well, at least for October, I'm looking forward to my birthday and Halloween.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
Big month for everyone.
For me, at least.
For everyone. Cool.
In November, we just kind of have a sad holiday in the middle of it. That's about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say we move that one up.
Christmas? Oh
Remembrance
my
Day.
God.
Remembrance Day.
In November.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
sad one.
When's Christmas?
December.
Oh. And that month is before
January.
January.
Okay.
Kenton?
Dylan, would you like me to begin?
Yes! Dylan.
Mr. Dylan.
Go for it.
Okay. So I think I'll do two stories, one now, and then maybe we'll circle around in another room.
Sure.
And maybe for the second one, I'll take off my mask.
Ooh, spooky!
Yeah.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. So, do I
Got
start
a
this?
hairball
Have you ever been in a mine?
I haven't.
I have in South Dakota.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
What kind of mine was it?
One that gave tours.
Okay. Well, this story involves mines.
Oh, like
No, like
trip mines.
ding,
Oh,
ding,
okay.
ding,
All right, I
We're just there.
understand now.
It's spelled and pronounced the same, so that's fair. It's a good
Okay.
clarification.
Okay.
In Ireland, there is a entity that lives in the mines called knockers or knackers, as they call them.
Boobs.
Same one, but different.
Mm.
So when the gold rush started in California, they needed a whole bunch of Irish, or they needed miners. So they Not like kids.
Like children.
No. I knew that. I knew the moment I said mine, I was like,
See, you know what's funny, Kenton? I literally said, I was like, I'll let this one go. And you brought it up.
Oh,
I wasn't even gonna say it. Awesome. Well, thank you both for bringing those amazing stories.
Thank you, Dylan.
For not bringing any stories.
You brought one.
Oh, and it was gooder.
I brought it from the depths of hell.
I like the. I really enjoyed this, but I would like sometime to do like on location one too. I think it'd be really fun, like we did last time. But I thought this was a great Halloween special.
Perfect.
I hope
Agreed.
let the Patreons aside, but I thought this was awesome.
It'd be cool too if, let's say next year, we do an on-location Patreon, but then we also do an on-location ghost stories. Or so we do an on-location episode that everyone gets to see, but then we do a Patreon, we do another ghost stories on location.
So, like, okay, hear me out.
So excited.
We go to the Screaming House, let's say by Indian Head, for like the regular podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grape soda.
Burps.
Wow.
Those are spooky burps.
We go to the Screaming House for on location for the regular podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But then while we're at the Screaming House, we tell scary stories.
Cool.
Oh, nice. I love it, man.
Dope.
We can even crack out an old Ouija board and...
Whoa. Ooh.
No. Yeah, you guys need to relax.
We're going to have fun.
Well, everybody, thank you for listening and watching this Halloween special of Unsolved Canadian Mysteries. As always, I'm your co-host, Kenton DeYoung. I'm sitting here with my other co-host, Dylan Fairman, and our editor, Christina. Thank you so much, everybody, and have a happy Halloween.